Hello and welcome to episode 2 of The Couch Tomatoes. I'm Jake Ryan.
I'm Matthew Robinson.
And I'm Tony Giannotti.
And we are The Couch Tomatoes.
All right. Episode 1 was a hit and we are back.
We're back with more. You liked it? You know it. Now you're back to listen to more because you can't get enough of The Couch Tomatoes.
So right now we're going to start off by talking about Chinese food. Is a topic that Matthew has, since the first day we started talking about doing a podcast, Matthew has been very adamant on putting this into it. So
let's I'm hear passionate about this stuff.
Let's hear I have to tried say. To take it out of the dossier about
and
10
Tony,
times.
And Tony is a party pooper. He wants to delete Chinese food from our list of topics.
And he's, the worst, person, he's the worst person.
But I was gone yesterday when we planned this episode, so we're doing it.
Let's hear, Matt. Let's see where you want to go with this.
Chinese food restaurants. How do they work? Well, there's a lot of Chinese food restaurants in the world, especially in the state of Portland, the state of Oregon.
Come on.
But there's one Chinese restaurant in particular I'd like to talk about. The one on 82nd. Does anyone ever go down Stark Street from 82nd? I don't know the name. I should Google it right now. Hold on. Let me bring this up here. Chinese food restaurant on 82nd.
Chinese food restaurant on 82nd. All right.
Chinese? Matt, I don't know how you can be...
There's a lot of Chinese food.
Is this restaurant good or bad?
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
I have been to this restaurant. Okay.
Do you know how many Chinese restaurants are about to be on 82nd?
There are a lot of Chinese restaurants. Let's talk about Chinese restaurants on 82nd. Do you know any of them? Oh, where the heck is Stark Street on here?
It's 82nd and Stark?
It's 82nd and Stark. There we go. It's right. Maybe they closed it.
Are you sure it's 82nd, Matt?
Yes, I'm sure it's 82nd, Tony.
Okay.
It was right here.
Well, Matt doesn't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
Let's talk about good Chinese restaurants.
Good Chinese restaurants.
My favorite one in Portland is Shandong.
Mine is Zen Hong.
I don't have a favorite Chinese restaurant.
Because you hate all of them.
I hate all Chinese food. Why do you want to talk about it then? I'm very passionate about it.
Would you say that it grinds your gears?
It grinds my gears.
What does? What about it in particular?
Bad Chinese food is so bad.
I know.
Good Chinese food is delicious. I get
Shandong.
From where do you get your good Chinese food?
I don't get good Chinese food. I get
Ever.
Some
no,
hard
no
Chinese
ever.
Food from Hong Kong 97 on McLaughlin in Gladstone because I'm a born and raised Gladstone.
Very gladdy. Okay,
that
cool.
That is rough.
It's
not rough at all, Tony. It's the best.
Zen Hong open till 12.
12
That's
midnight or 12 in the afternoon?
Zen Hong is open
12
till 12.
Midnight.
I have tried to go and they did run out of food and could not service.
They
Christmas
ran out of
Day.
Food.
Christmas
usually,
Day.
Usually you walk into Zen Hong and they're peeling green beans right when you walk in there. It's just such
very
a classy place. Such classy.
Good.
Are we going on Google Earth now?
There we go.
Okay.
It's right. Did they tear it down?
Now? We've talked about this before. They can't see what you're looking up right now.
That's true. No, here it is. It's right there. What is it called? It's called Chinese Village.
Yeah, we figured it out.
Chinese Village. The mystery is solved.
And what's so bad about it?
Oh my gosh. Let's just talk. It was dirty. It was gross in there. I think that I saw some cockroaches on the floor. That was bad. The food was awful. I would rather be eating dirt than eating that Chinese food.
Dirt?
Yes, dirt. And I have eaten dirt before.
How was that?
Really?
Dirt is actually pretty nutritious. If you are looking for a quick snack on the go, eat dirt.
Quick snack? Free, too, I hear.
Free, yeah.
Sometimes
people will yell at you if you eat out of their flower beds, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's prime dirt. They don't want you
that's
to
prime
dirt.
Yeah, they don't
want
you stealing your dirt.
No, yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, you gotta be respectful of other people's dirt.
So, you're not
you
a big fan of Chinese
other
food.
People's dirt?
Yes. No, I'm not a huge fan of Chinese food. I prefer
Asian food in general?
Asian food, no. I like Thai.
What about
Thai?
What about Koi Fusion?
Koi Fusion? I like Japanese, Chinese, techno, rock, country. That's my type of music I listen to.
Koi Fusion is food.
Koi Fusion is food. It sounds like an animal. Koi Fusion, is it
well,
like...
there is koi, which is a...
There's koi, which is... Koi are just big goldfish, if you didn't know.
That's true.
That's true. Very true.
They're also found in ponds.
They are. They're also found in lakes.
Outside of specific buildings and, like, nice restaurants.
All right, so they got, like, some... I think it's like Korean barbecue with like tacos and stuff.
I went to a Korean restaurant once.
How was that?
It was in Korea.
You went to Korea?
I went to Korea.
No way!
Yeah, I was in the Winter Olympics. I was on the bobsled team.
You were not on the bobsled team.
What are you talking about, Tony? You didn't watch my event?
You guys won gold.
Yeah, we won gold.
No, oh my gosh, no way.
American won gold in curling and we won gold in bobsled. Tony, don't touch my chair!
Stop leaning back!
I like leaning back!
Okay, shh.
I'm not gonna fall. If I fall, it'll be great.
I wanna ask you something, man.
Yeah?
What is this Oregon Caves sweatshirt that you wear?
I got it at the Oregon Caves.
What is the Oregon Caves?
You've never been to the Oregon Caves?
Well, largest sea cave in the world?
Never.
What? That's not the Oregon Caves. You're close.
Wait, what's it?
I'm National close. I was just making that
National
up.
National Monument.
The Oregon Caves is some caves way down south. They're pretty remote. Like, when you go to the cave, basically you go off the highway, right? And you drive down a country road, and then this winding paved road, but it's winding through the mountains for about 20 miles until you get there. And then it's just there, and there's not much out there. There's some caves, and there's, like, a hotel. Pretty nice hotel.
Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it. They have an old-fashioned soda, whatever they call it, you know, where the hip
soda
and hopping kids would hang out.
Soda pop shop.
Soda pop shop.
They hip and hop. Oh, modern slang.
Like,
look
it's
at
spelled,
that.
It's spelled, like, S.
Like, P-O-P-P-E.
S-H-O-P-P-E. But why is there a Batman signal?
Why is there a Batman signal?
I added that myself because I'm secretly Batman.
That's not true.
I'm getting the broom.
Oh, oh
he's getting the broom.
That's getting the broom out.
All right, so we've obviously got off course. No longer talking about Chinese.
Now we're going to talk about funny phobias.
Funny phobias.
Funny phobias. I mean, are any phobias funny, Tony? If you have a debilitating...
They're serious.
They're serious.
All phobias are serious.
I have a debilitating fear of the Navy and it being taken over by robots.
Let me tell you about some specific...
I think that's a little insensitive to people with
these phobias. Some specific phobias that are very serious.
Very serious.
Try to say that. No, no, no. I want to show you one that I want you to say.
Oompa Loompa phobia.
That one?
No. Where is it? That one.
Tuscadiscomiscadobi phobia.
That is triskaidekaphobia, fear of the number 13.
And that's real. That is a real thing. I've actually... Some people, hotel, like, designers...
No one wants
they
13.
They don't
have no one,
the floor 13.
I love the number 13.
Or room 13.
Hippopotamus monstrosquipalabidophobia. The fear of long words.
Longest word in
and
the
it's the longest
language.
Word.
It is the longest word in the English language.
All right, I'm going to try to sound this out a
yep.
little better than you did.
Go
it
ahead.
Is hippopotomonstrosesquipedaliophobia.
Nice.
Good job, Tony.
Yeah. Couldn't do that like
all those years in
Otter's
English.
But I will say
my favorite
phobia has to be
papaphobia.
Papaphobia.
Fear the Pope.
I thought it was
very
fear when you
scary.
Pop a squat.
It's very uncommon, but it is
what?
Closely related to the fear of holy individuals or sacred things.
Which Tony has,
obviously. He doesn't like communion.
Tony
obviously.
Does not like
the
taste of communion. He is afraid of holy things.
I'm not afraid of holy
Tony,
things.
You're afraid of
Let
holy
the
things.
Record show I'm not
Tony
afraid
does
of
not
things.
Eat communion. This You
I
heard it here.
Tony
you
just
heard
hates
it.
Tony thinks that Jesus has a bad
you
aftertaste.
You hear it here, Ms. Giannotti. You heard it. Your nephew hates communion.
Your nephew hates the
I believe that the aftertaste is a little rough, but... I'll eat it.
So you're saying you hate the aftertaste of Jesus, basically.
I say I love Jesus enough
you have
to
a
eat
fear
anyway.
Of holy things.
No.
Yes.
If I was
you have
that,
Balloonophobia, the fear of the navel.
Matthew, have you... Did you hear about that NFL combine running... Or linebacker that had one hand?
He had one hand?
Yeah, he had one hand, and he bench pressed 225 pounds 20 times.
Wow, that's amazing.
With a prosthetic hand.
When you went there, I thought you were going to talk about a combine harvester for a second to join the NFL. It shot past its dreams of working on a farm and went to join the NFL.
No. Actually, I did not.
Wow.
And he also ran a really fast 40-yard dash.
Wow.
How fast can you run a 40-yard dash?
I can run a 40-yard dash 3. In approximately 3.8 hours.
Yeah.
What's your GPA?
Wait,
that's your GPA? Oh, wow.
My GPA is...
Even faster.
Even faster.
Even faster. What else?
We have fun together.
Good time, good time.
Good times had by all.
Another thing I want to talk about is your thoughts on Black Panther. Did you see?
I did not see Black Panther.
Okay.
Oh,
I think that
Black
Panthers are an endangered species and we should
they are.
Them.
They are, and that's known.
That
except
is...
for I've heard that Black Panthers aren't actually a separate species. They're just panthers that are melanin deficient or something along those lines. I don't know.
Is that a fact?
So what's going to happen when you Google Black Panther right now? What do you think is going to come up? You should probably add an animal.
Real or fake?
Is Black Panther the movie real or fake?
It's obviously real.
It's
I
real.
Saw
it.
In
I saw
it. I was
I
coughing
saw
the
it's
entire
just,
time. It was rough.
It's just a type of jaguar, I think. Yes.
No, a black.
Black panthers, leopards, black jaguars. See, they're not actually different animals.
Oh wow. Okay. Well,
so
I would like to
black
say.
First of all, let's talk about the movie.
The
so
movie.
So Black Panther,
superhero
is
right?
The king of Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Not only an animal. Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Nation in Africa.
Nation in Africa.
Most developed nation in the world.
Wow.
But it's hidden in plain sight.
Hidden in plain sight.
That's a good way
to
hide things.
They don't want the world to know about their lush supply of vibranium,
I can't
which is a very strong metal.
And I think this is a movie you would like.
Hmm.
It's
especially because you're Batman.
I've heard wonderful things about it. Have you not seen it?
Why not?
I do not go to movies. You know,
you're
movie theaters.
Do you have phobias of movie theaters?
I've been banned from many movie theaters.
Why?
A lot of different reasons. One time there was a spontaneous dance off. Someone challenged me to a dance off in a movie theater, and they banned me. One time,
Matt,
I was just walking down the stairs.
Cinemaphobia, fear of movie theaters.
It's cinematophobia.
I'm learning new things about myself every day. Matthew Robinson has cynophobia.
You
heard it here first.
You lied to the viewers.
I lied to the viewers.
Last week, you said you were going to be eating 12 cookies.
Well, maybe I'll still be eating 12 cookies.
You
lied. But today,
Matt, I'm looking at you right now and you're not eating
Tony,
cookies.
Tony, here's the deal, right? This is another thing I have. Cookies are good when they're warm. When cookies get cold, they develop a crust and then they turn hard.
And they're not
rock.
Good.
They're not good.
Next Monday.
Break was during... We are recording this on
Andy
Tuesday.
Andy Brennan, Marty Hill, they were really looking forward to you eating those 12 cookies
were
while
they?
We were recording.
Wow.
Yeah, they told me.
Okay, Matt, next Monday we have this class right after break. You were going to sprint.
We break second and third, Jake.
We're going to
do it on Thursday.
What day is that?
Yes,
my Thursday.
Bad. I'm sorry, got that wrong.
That's why I wanted to record on Thursday.
Cardinal days. Next Thursday.
I sprint down to the cafeteria.
Sprint down the cafeteria.
I get 12 cookies. I shove them in my face while we record.
Yes.
We all eat cookies. No one can talk. We're just talking.
Or I'll buy donuts. How about that? I'll bring a dozen donuts.
No, you promised the viewers 12 cookies.
You did.
12
brownies do not count as 5.
And brownies count as 5 cookies,
brownies,
my viewers.
Brownies don't count as any cookies.
My loyal viewers, I'm probably the favorite of the 3 couch tomatoes, I'm sure.
Also, I want to throw this out here to our listeners. I want you to comment any questions you would like to ask us.
Yeah, I'd love to answer questions.
For our upcoming episodes, anything you would like. School appropriate, obviously.
If you're listening to this, I'm so so ready to answer any questions you can ask. Ask me.
Well, okay, this opens up into our next segment.
Ask Matt.
Called Ask Matt, and I got a couple questions for you, Matt.
All right, Matt.
So, Matt, first question. Would you rather fly 20 miles per hour or run 100 miles an hour? I know we've talked about this before.
I never heard your answer.
But I want to hear your answer.
I would rather fly 20 miles an hour because
Why?
Flying is 100 times better and you don't have to worry about obstacles. 20
That's
miles
true.
An hour seems slow,
That's
but
true.
When you're driving 20 miles an hour through a school zone, you can do some serious damage.
But think about where you're trying to get flying. You can fly to the supermarket, but you couldn't probably fly to like Seattle.
It would just take a while.
It would take a super long time.
I mean, you'd get cold. You have to wear like.
I put a sweater on, get some food. I don't have to fly.
You don't have to worry about those UV rays though, because you're so high up.
Yeah, you got it. You definitely
put on some nice
sunblock.
Shades, Elton John style shades.
Also, would you get tired on the 100 miles an hour?
I don't
That's
know.
The question. Would
yeah.
you get tired on the fly?
What if I'm running 100 miles an hour? 100 miles
yeah.
an hour is freaking fast.
That is
fast. If I step outside in the street and run 100 miles an hour, I can run right into a car.
No, but
bam,
if you were
splat,
to,
I'm a pancake.
No,
if
the,
you were to
the
be
the
able
car
to run 100 miles an hour, you would have the ability to stop and go as you please.
Stop suddenly.
Yeah, you'd be able to stop on a dime, right?
Yeah, let's say it.
Yeah, let's
what
say
it. What if I don't have the reaction?
No, because we're the ones asking the question. I mean,
yeah.
We can make it up.
You can make
yeah.
it up as you go.
And we're going to say that in both of these, you do not get fatigued.
All right, then I'm flying.
You're flying.
I love flying. Every time I go on an airplane,
I'm running because I just think it's more efficient.
I think, yeah.
Are you Cameron Thompson?
I am.
Cameron Thompson loves to run.
I can get
you
Usain Bolt.
You know what, Jake, though? I feel like choosing running means you're running from something. Deep inside.
You are very...
Matt, you saw right through me.
You kind of...
I'm not gonna tell you what I'm running from, but I am running from.
Is it me in a bear costume?
You got me.
It is.
It's me
once
in a bear
again,
costume.
Once again, you got me.
Second,
all
right. Second question.
I got this.
Favorite type of ecosystem.
Favorite type
Ooh.
Of ecosystem is definitely the tropical rainforest.
Ooh,
just
why?
So much life there. So much life.
So much life.
Tropical rainforest. All
right, do you have anything else to say about tropical rainforests?
Tropical rainforests. They're in the forest. There's rain. They're tropical. What else all right, can I say?
True.
Next question.
Why do you have the broom?
I have the broom because I want to protect myself. I'm
from,
afraid
from
of the
attackers?
Dark.
We are in the dark.
We are in the dark right now. And do you know what happens
comes
in the dark?
Out too early.
The sun
I had
is
to,
set.
It, had to be, it was too scary in here.
We're
I
recording
had,
this
I
at midnight.
Viewers,
Couch Tomato Secret. We do record in the dark.
Of it's kind of just our thing we do. It gets us pregame hype, you know.
One day we're going to do
Not
a live episode
Mid-game
where we're recording at midnight. We're going to record in a graveyard at midnight.
What was
okay.
the question you asked Mr. Griffith this morning?
Mr. Griffith, do you believe in paranormal activity?
No, it was something about a cult and something about a graveyard.
Oh,
what?
Have you ever held a seance in a graveyard at midnight?
And he
said no.
Answered no.
I asked Mr. Griffith if he would be willing to shave his head and make it into a wig if I would wear the wig for the rest of the year. And he said no. He firmly turned me down. But
wow.
Mr. Griffith has okayed me to try his canned bananas. and I would love to try the canned banana.
I would like to see that. I will come at, what's your period?
What's your shine?
That's your shine. My shine will be canned
I
want to
know what you, Matthew Robinson, are doing your shine on.
My shine is on procrastination and why I have not started my shine yet.
I like it.
Why
like, are you going to wing it?
Why are you?
I'm going to wing it. My shine is on how to wing it.
Probably going to do it.
I need to ask you on suggestions for my shine.
What?
I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to become an expert on something super random.
An
like
expert on
bacteria,
something super random.
But say
or
you're.
South Sudan.
But the point of the shine is you're supposed to enlighten people on something you have a passion about.
True, but what if I grew a passion for bacteria? Within. Or platyhelminthes?
What's that?
It's a
Tony, do you ever watch Jeopardy?
I do.
You should watch Jeopardy more.
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 You watch
right.
Jeopardy?
I watch Jeopardy all the time.
Who's the host?
Who's the host? Alex Trebek! In exactly that accent, you have to say it.
Have you seen the SNL skit?
Of course, I've seen Celebrity Jeopardy. It's
very
my favorite
funny.
Skit.
Very funny.
Very funny.
I recommend it to all our viewers.
Francais, bonjour.
We baguette.
That's racist, Tony.
Whoa.
French people don't talk about baguettes all the time.
You're accusing
they say,
me.
Bonjour.
Okay, that's just hello. That's just hello. So, all
right.
Okay, another question. What's your favorite brand of bread?
My
consider
favorite brand
like
of bread is Wonder Bread.
Wonder
and we have a visitor. Oh, Haley O'Donnell. Come on and say
something. Hello,
some.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Haley
O'Donnell.
You, what is your opinion of bread?
Favorite.
That's so general.
Favorite brand.
Give us
brand
one
of
word
bread.
About bread.
Favorite brand
okay,
or
wait.
Type.
Come up closer to the mic.
Okay.
Come closer to
okay.
The mic.
Favorite brand of bread or favorite type of bread?
Both.
Brand of bread with type.
Okay.
Their version
of
that bread.
Four.
Endless possibilities.
No.
Oh my god, you're
rushing.
I
don't
know
if you're talking
one.
Like
you're a first
guest.
Guest.
Okay.
Anything.
Well,
first of all,
guest.
Let me stop for a minute. First guest ever.
Oh my god.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, you win a prize.
Yeah. Haley's also going to be making us a jingle later this year.
Yeah,
oh,
great
okay.
Singing voice. Great singing voice.
No
okay.
Promises. No
okay.
I need a promise.
We'll hear you.
Well, okay, just generally with types of bread, I like a nice, like, French roll or, like, ciabatta, like, that kind of thing.
So you're making a, you're making a PB&J,
though.
Let's say.
Oh, like PB&J, right?
Let's say you're making a PB&J.
I would just use white
when
meat.
When I do,
bread,
I mean, I'm a fan of the Dave's Killer Bread. I'm not really, like, a white, like, I can't do, like,
do like
the
little...
white, like, sour, like, the, you know, the bread that's, like... almost like sticky
squishy
like,
yeah that's
yeah,
like Wonder
you.
White
I don't like that because it gets like stuck in your teeth
so you
stuff.
Go so you go you gotta have a little like nuts and like grains to it
yeah I mean I don't
more
mind
natural.
It yeah or like
go
yeah it's gotta
natural.
Be more like
mm-hmm.
Yeah less like synthetic
well thank you for that answer,
thank you for your answer.
Really
on the topic
yeah.
Of Dave's Killer Bread did you know that Dave of Dave's Killer Bread
is a killer
he's
a killer
no
killer.
Dave's Killer Bread
no
he started his
Killed
business
bread.
From scratch after getting out of prison
what a good
yes.
Guy
what a
good
guy then he had a psychotic break and stole a car I think
okay how about
up
what he got what he got arrested for
now Dave from Dave's Killer Bread if you did not know has the largest collection of African artwork this side of the Mississippi River
you
in a warehouse
secrets right now?
What,
so,
I've been holding state secrets
it was founded
Milwaukee, Oregon.
In Milwaukee.
David Dan. See, there he is. Dave
Dan.
Dahl.
Dahl.
Dahl. Ronald Dahl.
Roll Dahl.
Roll Dahl. Ronald McDonald. Here he is. See, he was in prison.
For what?
He robbed
for robbing
house.
A house.
He made the bakery.
He robbed a house?
Wait,
then he came up.
I thought you just made that up.
Occupation, baker, entrepreneur.
See, he had a mental breakdown and crashed into some police cars.
He's
he has bipolar.
Rich.
He's
probably rich.
Yeah, he's rich. He has the largest collection of artwork.
Matt. I feel like you made that part
you want me to look this up, Tony? You don't believe anything I say.
Dave's Killer Bread was bought by Flower Foods for $275 million.
Here we go. Look.
Ooh.
And he's sitting
here's
pretty.
A picture of his collection of African artwork.
Is he in prison currently
at this point? No, he's out of prison, fortunately.
Dave Dahl's African tribal art collection.
Include masks,
statues, and... Oh, it
remember
cut off.
Enter chimp at checkout? What is that? That's pretty interesting.
Ooh.
So, listeners, if you guys would...
We've got a Lobo Batiba figure from Burkina Faso.
I need you guys to look up Dave Dahl's African art collection and just see these
if
beautiful
if you
artwork.
Send one of...
Oh, my God.
All right, so all the right. Thing is, we're going to talk about... Let's see.
We're going to talk about...
Let's talk about... The traffic here in Portland.
The traffic in Portland is awful.
You just became a driver. Congratulations.
I just became a driver. I drove myself to school for the first time today.
Today?
Oh today.
Good sir. Good sir.
What are you
driving?
What am I driving? I am driving a 1999 Ford Taurus.
A Ford Taurus?
No, I'm not driving.
What do you actually drive?
A Buick LeSabre.
Do you want the actual model of car?
A
2012.
No.
Chevy Malibu.
No.
In blue.
No.
Wow.
You're a high roller.
The same car that got rear-ended on the freeway on 205, right by Kingpin's Bowling.
You've been in an accident.
I've been in an accident. It was not my fault.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Her name was Billie Jean.
After that,
Billie Jean is not my lover. She rear-ended me on the freeway, though.
After that went down, did you pull over?
I pulled over and I said, "Billie Jean, punch your dudes." Like, started to
he
fight.
Tried to throw shade.
Tried to throw shade on her.
Did she come out first or did you?
She came out first.
Cause you have no idea what to do in this.
Yeah,
situation.
I had no idea what to do.
And she's like, "I'm sorry."
So you have already
her insurance was expired and it was also for the wrong vehicle. Well, first we're sitting in traffic, right? And I'm looking behind me. I'm looking in the rearview mirror because I'm bored as heck. And I'm like, "Do I know that person? Is that person going to Central? Cause she looked pretty familiar." And then I see her fluffing
she's
her hair.
Younger?
She was a little older. It was hard to tell. I mean, we're going down the freeway.
Of course. You're just on the freeway. You got to look back.
I don't have perfect eyesight. Doctor told me I probably should get glasses.
Are you in traffic?
80-80.
At the time?
Cool. Yes,
Matt, you're driving without the sun. Without
the sunlight?
Eyesight?
Without the sun. It was actually a solar eclipse that day.
Really?
Yes.
That's not true.
On the subject of the solar eclipse, did you go
to
that one?
Nope, let's continue.
I was actually at Central during that.
Were you?
I was down in a class.
Hey, Matt, I kind of want to listen to the story about your accident, so let's keep
it. Well, let me go back to the solar eclipse for a second.
Okay.
I was down in, God, what's the name of the city? We're recording on my phone, I forgot. I was down somewhere near Salem, not Astoria, whatever it's called.
Not even close to Salem, so.
With a man who's on the FBI witness protection program and his crazy cousin who plays the violin.
Why?
Talking about
why was he on the witness protection?
He was on the witness protection program. I don't know, don't ask me, I don't know.
He's in
the witness protection program.
All
he
right.
was being protected. And we were at his house. And
how was that?
It was the most awkward experience of my life because his crazy cousin who played the violin was like, and he was very insistent that we come out and sit with his family, and that was pretty awkward.
And you didn't know him.
And I didn't know him. I mean, he's a family friend.
But you had the goggles. You had the glasses.
I had the glasses. I probably shouldn't be talking about this. What if this person listens to the podcast? And they said, "Why is Matthew dissing me?"
Now he's gonna get found by his.
He tried to make. He was very hospitable though. He made it the best. We slept on the floor of the living room.
Who's we? You and your parents?
Me and
FBI agent Johnson.
FBI agent Johnson, who will be a guest on our podcast someday.
No.
Yes.
No way.
I can get the famous FBI agent Johnson on a podcast.
No way. I want to hear your story.
We've recorded for 23 minutes.
Okay, but I want to hear your story about the accident.
The accident. I was sitting there. I looked in the rearview mirror. I was like, "That person's. Do I know that person?" And I was thinking,
huh.
And then I see them fluffing their hair. I think I saw them looking at their phone.
Oh,
how scandalous.
How
scandalous.
Of course, you're not on your phone. You're
bored.
But you're just looking around at the world.
Just looking around at the world. Taking in the sights. It was a beautiful, sunny day. Just the world was amazing. Look out at the world, viewers. Don't stay sitting here on your phone. When you're listening to our podcast, I want you to go prancing through a field. Tony, don't take the broom.
Continue.
Tony, give me my broom. Anyway, and I'm looking, and I'm looking behind me. I'm checking the rearview mirror because I stopped again. You know, it was stop-and-go traffic, the worst kind. Honestly, stop-and-go traffic is the worst, and if you've been in it, you know.
Yeah, that's why PDX traffic.
We stop. I look in the rearview mirror. I say, "That car seems a little coming up fast," and then bam, we got rear-ended.
Did you? You were with your mom?
I was with my mom. She spilled coffee all over the car.
Billy
Jean's Jeep punched two holes in the back of our car.
Did you get whiplash?
Oh, I got horrible whiplash.
And did
are you
like
okay?
And
did,
I was
like,
okay,
did you?
Man.
Matt is actually
million.
Still walking
million.
Funny.
$2 million.
I'm still walking funny. I have a limp. I have a broken back. I'm wearing a neck brace.
He has to have a broom now.
I have an afro.
And a broom.
I wore my hair in an afro. I like afros. If you have an afro, I respect you tremendously.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
I actually bought a rainbow wig.
That day?
That day. No, recently.
Why?
Because.
You wear it?
I wear it all the time. I use it to disguise myself when I go on.
Bring
public.
It in.
I will bring it in.
We'll do a guess with that.
I don't know if we're going to publish this podcast, honestly.
Why?
Because I don't like it very much.
Well, viewers, you heard it here.
Well, I mean, this last part, when we've been talking about the podcast, we might cut it out.
Why
don't we make a little outro real quick?
Outro. How did you think this episode went?
I think this episode went wonderfully.
I think
you just said it completely flipped,
but I think it actually went very well.
I think the no structure thing just kind of rolling into the next. I think it might be a little confusing at first, but I think it worked out.
We didn't do any commercial breaks this episode, but we've been getting some contact by some sponsors.
We are going to get some sponsors.
That are thinking about we're thinking about throwing them on here.
We're going to get us some sponsors. We're going to make us some money. You can buy Couch Tomato t-shirts at www.couchtomatoes.com. Oh, God.
We're gonna make t-shirts.
And now people are running above us right now.
And there's an earthquake! Get under the tables! Tony Antonetti at the end of the world!
Alright, Matt is under the table, and we are gonna go.
This is a fantastic time to say thank you for watching to Couch Tomatoes Episode 2. Come back next time
on Couch Tomatoes.